This week, the World Business Forum was held in Sydney, and Daniel Ellison caught up with one of the keynote speakers, author and trainer Stephen Covey. Mr. Covey's latest book, titled The Speed of Trust, explains how unlocking and increasing trust in all areas of business can drastically reduce the time and resources required in order to be successful. Daniel sat down with Mr. Covey prior to his talk and started by asking, what inspired him to help transform business?
To me, what is inspiring is leadership and is seeing the potential inside of people. And my father had a great definition for leadership that says this, leadership is communicating people's worth and potential so clearly that they come to see it in themselves, that they're inspired to see it in themselves. And so when you treat people according to their potential, not just their behavior, you'll tend to help them find and achieve their potential. And that's what leadership is all about. And that's exciting because in a world of low trust and everything else, we can build teams and cultures that are high trust and that have leadership operating and the best in people coming out, and we can deliver and create more value for all of our stakeholders. And so to me, that's exciting. It's inspiring.
Do you see much inspiration in the world today?
Well, you certainly see a lot of the counter to that, right? With all the challenges and that's kind of the danger of a low trust world, is that distrust is contagious and that it perpetuates itself. And so we clearly see a lot of that. It gets the newspaper headlines, the radio headlines, because if it bleeds, it leads type of thing. But at the same time, simultaneously, and maybe somewhat paradoxically, we're also seeing a renaissance of trust, a renaissance of goodness, of leadership, of people saying there's a better way to lead in today's world. We can do the right thing for the right reasons. We can serve all of our stakeholders, and we can make a difference, and we can matter. We can make a contribution. And it doesn't get the same amount of attention, but that also is contagious. Trust is contagious, just like distrust is. And we're starting to see a renaissance of trust in our world. That's exciting, and that is inspiring.
You've written a book called The Speed of Trust, and I imagine as a part of your research, you've discussed the concept of trust with lots of different people. What's the kind of first impression people get when you discuss trust with them?
The common reaction I get is kind of a roll of your eyes, and here we go with this nice, soft and cuddly, touchy-feely, nice-to-have social virtue. It's always seen as a good thing, but still for many it's seen as, come on, Stephen, let's get real. Let's talk about real business here. So they see it as just a social virtue. And I try to shift their paradigm and show how trust is not just social, it's financial. You can put a value on it. It affects the speed at which we can move and the cost of everything. There's economics to trust. There's a compelling business case for trust. It's like a 3x performance multiplier in your outcomes, in your performance. What an advantage that is. And so I'd shift the paradigm from a soft social virtue into a hard-edged economic driver. I also, the other common response is that, hey, you either have trust or you don't. Kind of, it's either there or it's not. And I'll acknowledge that that's your starting point. You start with a level of trust, whether it be low, medium, high, wherever it is. But in the same way that you can diminish and lose trust through your behavior, you can also consciously, deliberately create it, expand it, grow it, extend it, and even restore it in some cases through your behavior. You can move the needle on trust. It's learnable. It's a skill. And that's kind of exciting for people to think that trust is a movable asset that you can learn and create.
Can you possibly give our listeners an example of trust functioning in business or a business case where someone is producing the kinds of results you say are possible?
Sure. I'll give you an example. One of our clients that gave us permission to share is Frito-Lay. They're part of PepsiCo, a global organization. And they were good at trust and wanted to become great. They went from good to great. They invested heavily in this. They gave people a common language to talk about trust and a common framework to think about it. And most importantly, a process to create it, to build it intentionally. And they focused on this, and they led out at the top with their leaders and with their CEO, Al Carey, at the time, who led out and modeled this, and they got enough of a critical mass and a new norm and expectation of how we behave, how we do things here at Frito-Lay, and it changed everything dramatically. They could make decisions much faster. Their cycle time of marketplace pricing, which had always gone through multiple iterations, 16 weeks, never done it faster than 16 weeks because it involves all these different stakeholders. Suddenly, with increased trust, they cut it down to 5 weeks. They had other cycle times of hiring people from 35 days down to 2 days and other different things that dramatically changed how they could do things faster because there was trust.
Australia has just completed a royal commission into banking and the financial sector, and it's been made clear that in a results-driven industry, people don't really believe that institutions have their best interests at heart. How do you reconcile trust with the need to deliver results?
Well, it's interesting because whenever you have a situation like has happened here, you know, with the Royal Commission coming in and doing this assessment, it speaks to the fact that if for whatever reason we lose trust, you can't talk your way out of a problem that you behaved your way into. And so the only way out is to behave our way out. But if we do behave our way out consistently over time, it'll take some time to restore trust. It doesn't happen, not just with words. It happens only through actions and actions over time. And one of those key actions includes what you just said, delivering results. We got to perform. We have to do what we say we're going to do. And if you consistently do that, over time, you can regain, rebuild, restore trust. But the key thing there is that it has to move into actions, not just words. Words are necessary, but they're insufficient. It has to move into behavior. And one of the key behaviors that builds trust is to deliver results, to keep commitments. So you make a commitment, that builds hope. You keep the commitment, that builds trust.
So we all know that trust is important in all our relationships. So for our listeners that are feeling a lack of power in this area, what advice would you give them that would help in either business or another area of life that's important to them?
It's very easy, especially when it comes to trust, is to look out the window at everybody else and to say, hey, he's the problem or she's the problem, they're the problem, management's the problem. And it's easy, it's natural for most of us to tend to do that, especially when it comes to trust. Many times I give a training session on trust, and I have a lot of people come up to me and say, this is really good stuff you're talking about, Stephen, but it's just too bad that the person who really needs to hear this today, my boss, my colleague, my peer, that they're not here because they need this. And I say, well, that's human nature to think that, but that's the wrong thinking. That's outside in, that everyone else needs to change. Because if you think the problem is out there, that very thinking is the problem. The key to trust is inside out. Meaning, we look in the mirror, we start with ourselves. Do I trust myself? Do I trust myself? Because think about it. At the end of the day, if we don't trust ourselves, how are we going to build, sustain, grow trust with others? And then a second part of that is, do I give to my team, to my partners, a teammate that they can trust, a partner who they can trust? In other words, is it smart to trust me? And when you focus on your self-trust, and by that I mean your character and your competence, and you trust yourself, and you give to your partners a teammate that they can trust, then you can begin to ripple out from there. You can spread it. Trust spreads. It's like the ripple effect metaphor, the drop water coming down, the ripples, the waves move out. But it starts with each of us looking in the mirror, starting with ourselves, focusing on our character, our competence, and giving to others a person who they can trust. When we do that, then it becomes possible to have this ripple out. But if we kind of look out the window at everyone else that needs to change, nothing tends to happen.
That was Stephen Covey, author of The Speed of Trust, speaking there with Daniel Ellison.